This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The more you realize what's happening in the world, the easier it is to recognize the intense evil that it has really infected everything. And it's really about control. And it's important to note that, let's just take the medical industry as an example. Medical industry makes a lot of money off disease. They do not want people to be healthy because they would lose trillions of dollars over the next decade. They don't want people to avoid cancer. Certainly, they don't want people to prevent it or reverse it. They don't want people to avoid diabetes either, or Alzheimer's, or anything else. And so the medical industry loves pollution. You see, pollution with pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals, just particulate matter in the atmosphere in cities, for example, pollution creates the health problems, the disorders, the diseases that then enrich the pharmaceutical giants and the so-called healthcare industry, which is actually a sick care industry. So you notice the cancer industry never talks about chemical exposure as being the cause of cancer for many people. They don't talk about the cancer-causing chemicals in cosmetics and makeup products. There's a reason for that, because they don't want people to know that exposure leads to cancer. They don't want people to avoid cancer, and they sure don't want to highlight the toxic personal care products industry, because that industry creates repeat cancer patients. You understand? It's when people keep, when they eat toxic fried foods and when they eat pesticides and herbicides like glyphosate, when they are exposed to cancer-causing chemicals, hormone disruptors, bisphenol A, hormone mimickers, all these estrogen mimickers and so on, when people are exposed to this, they get cancer. They get cancer at a huge rate, a huge proportion. What do they say? Like one out of every three men will be diagnosed with cancer or something like that. I forgot the actual statistic, but it's a huge number. And the cancer industry is applauding it, you see. They love that that's what's going on. That's repeat business for them. That's ka-ching for them. And this is just one example. The healthcare industry, the sick care industry. Think about the war industry, how they love international conflict. Now, I'm not opposed to national defense. I want to be clear. I have had words of praise for our nuclear submarine commanders roaming the seas with the constant threat of nuking our enemies. That's the only reason that our enemies haven't nuked us first. It actually does work. Mutually assured destruction actually does work. So we should be thankful we have men with nukes in the oceans, like swimming around the oceans, ready to nuke our enemies. You should be thankful that that's the case. And yet, at the same time, you notice how the military-industrial complex, they like to come up with these regional conflicts where they can launch a bunch of cruise missiles. They expend the munitions so they can make another $100 billion, you know, creating more missiles, more stealth fighters and stealth bombers and so on. And they get the contracts in the Middle East, the big lucrative contracts to supply military gear and jet fuel at $500 a gallon or whatever they have on their contract. There's a lot of money in regional war. And so they would rather have some conflict than to have peace, frankly, at some level. Again, we need national defense. But I'm talking about the routine, you know, going into other countries and launching missiles and creating conflicts there so that they can make more money to manufacture more weapons. That's a scam. It's a scam. And that's part of why they're going after Julian Assange, by the way, because Assange helped expose some of that when his organization, WikiLeaks, leaked top secret military documents and videos. And boy, the establishment didn't like that. But we have solutions really to everything, and yet the powers that be don't want solutions. They don't want humans to have access to real human knowledge. This is why Google, Facebook, Twitter, you know, all of the tech giants, this is why they're engaged in extreme censorship. This is why the CIA runs the news media. That's why they're fake news. CNN is fake news. Why? Because they cannot allow the American people to learn the truth about anything. Human knowledge must be suppressed by these wicked anti-liberty, you know, news cartels. They can't have people waking up or just even realizing how much they've been lied to. They can't have that. And that's why they ban my websites, naturalnews.com, newstarget.com, censored.news, and many others. We're banned everywhere. Why? Because it's about human knowledge. And think about all the solutions that we have in this human knowledge. We publish, just ourselves, we publish cures for cancer. We publish information that's scientifically backed and cited in a huge number of our stories every day. Solutions for diabetes, solutions for dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. How to protect your kidneys, how to protect your liver, how to protect fertility, how to grow organic food, how to avoid exposure to toxins, how to be more self-reliant. All of these skills that help people survive and thrive, this is what the deep state doesn't want you to have access to. This is what the deep state opposes. Human knowledge that sets humans free. They want you to be a slave. They want you to be trapped in every way possible. We just finished tax filing day for 2019 recently. What are taxes? Why does the government need your money? It's all a hoax, folks. They don't need your money at all. The government can create trillions of dollars anytime they want to, and they have done it when they are bailing out banks. The Federal Reserve is a scam. The banking institutions are all criminal monopolies. They got massive bailouts, trillions upon trillions in bailouts. The government created that money out of thin air, handed it to the banks to keep the banks in business, you know, the Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and so on. But then they say they need money from you. They need your $3,000 or whatever you paid. Really? They need your money? No, they don't. The tax code is designed to keep you enslaved. It's designed to keep you down. It's designed to suppress upward mobility to make sure that middle-class people can never become wealthy. It's designed to make sure that you're so busy working as a slave on your tax farm, paying dividends to the government, that you can never really think about how to rise up and resist the system. You never have the money or the energy to be completely independent. You have to keep working, running like a rat in a giant rat wheel, just running your brains out, getting nowhere. That's all by design. They don't need your tax money. And they're so evil that they will continue to confiscate your money and lie to you and say, oh, we need your money to build roads and schools. No, they don't. They don't need your money at all. I'm talking about the federal government. At the local level, they do. But at the federal level, they don't need your money. They can create money. And they do it all the time. They create money all the time. Quantitative easing, ever heard of it? Creating trillions of dollars out of nothing. Of course, they're debasing the currency when they do that, but that's another topic. So the point is that you are living in a world run by evil, and they will do everything in their power to trap you, to enslave you, to suppress you, censor you, to isolate you from knowledge, to take the money you've earned, to keep you slaving away in a system that is entirely unfair, while they grant themselves immunity from all crimes. Oh, we don't want to prosecute Hillary Clinton. She didn't mean to destroy evidence, obstruct justice, engage in official corruption. No, she didn't mean to. Wow, really? So that's the standard for the elite. But you and I, the everyday people, we don't get excused from anything by saying, well, we didn't mean to. That's only reserved for the connected elite. And it's sickening. And the American people are tired of it. The American people, I think, are ready for a revolution. I mean, they're ready to cast aside the entire deep state apparatus, to rip apart and shut down all the tech giants, to seize control over this constitutional republic and take it back from the criminals and crooks who all have a D beside their name. And there's a lot of them with an R beside their name as well. It's time to overthrow the elite. It's time to take America back for the people. That's the vibe that I'm getting from just observing what's going on in our country and around the world. But stay informed. We'll see what happens in the years ahead. Read my websites, newstarget.com and naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Pray for America and get ready for things to get crazy. Stay informed. Read our websites as much as you can. Thanks for listening. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.